I know it sounds cruel, but if he's going to do something, he should divorce her and start all over again. But, you know, to make sure she has custodial care and somebody looking after her.
But isn't that the vow that we take when we marry someone? That it's for better, for worse, for richer, for poorer?
I know. If you respect that vow, but you say, let death do us part, this is the kind of death.
One of the things we have to realize is that it's an unreflective Gnosticism. It's not the evangelicals really hate the body, and if you ask Pat Robertson whether he thought the body was bad, he'd say, no, of course not. God loves the body. He made it. It's sinful, and it will break down. But I'm sure he would answer absolutely orthodox in that way. But it's in those unreflective moments where we're speaking off, sort of shooting from the hip, as it were, when I think those deeper Gnostic tendencies come out. And I think this was just an unfortunate, very visible public example of that happening.